Elena Archibald is the extension and office manager of the Peace Country Beef and Forage Association. She joins us on the line for the Ag Show today. Elena, thank you very much for joining us. Your field day, your 10th annual field day, you're having a field day, is coming up on July the 25th in the MD of Fairview. How goes final prep?
Yeah, absolutely. It's always a really big event. We generally have a great turnout. Last year we had upwards of 300 people come out to our research farm. We're just north of the Fairview Airport on Range Road 35, and we've got lots of fun things happening this year. It's going to be a great opportunity for people to come out and see what Peace Country Beef and Forage is all about, and we're going to have lots of fun kid activities and fun for the whole family.
How special is it going to be, the fact that this is a milestone year?
It's pretty exciting. It's only my second time with PCBFA. I just started last year, and it was a really big undertaking for sure, but it's a really, really important piece of our puzzle here at Peace Country Beef and Forage to help us develop further collaboration with the community around us and get to know our producers even better.
What do you think is done more on the field days? I know you got last year to draw back on, but what do you think is done more on a field day like this? Is it more of a learning day or is it more of a fun day?
It's a pretty good balance of both, I would say. The general goal behind it is to showcase what we do here at our research farm. So we're researching different ways to improve the sustainability of agriculture, and we're looking at lots of different varieties of crops and different ways that you might seed them, so that people can kind of make the best of their land without sacrificing profits.
I'm sure a lot of information or a lot more information was gathered in preparation for this field day, especially after the rather damp late May and mid-June as far as the rains were concerned. How much of a difference do you think that the rains made, especially compared to last year when we hardly had any rain at all?
Pretty significant, yeah. And for those that have been to our field day in the past, you might know that we've bumped it back a week. And there's a few reasons for that. But last year we had insane amount of rain just before the field day, and it had us scrambling because we couldn't access a lot of parts of our research farm because of the standing water. But that being said, we did get some of our seed into the ground a little bit later than we would have liked, but that's par for the course, and that's kind of one of the benefits of having our research farm right here in the Peace region. Is we're farming just like the rest of the farmers. We're dealing with the same weather and everything.
Was it the same sort of approach in your mind for this year as opposed to last year, especially with the fact that you were dealing with fires last year as well?
We didn't have to, yeah, luckily this year we don't have too many issues with fires yet, knock on wood. But we are not seeing too many issues like we did last year where we had issues with germination and things like that, just purely because of the lack of daylight. So luckily this year we're off to a good start.
Lots of activities are happening at this year's field day. What are some of the things that are happening?
Yeah, it's going to be another busy day. So we start at 1 o'clock in the afternoon and go until 6:30 in the evening. We're going to have wagon rides from the Peace Draft Horse Club here. They're going to be taking people out to the plots, and we're going to have a guided tour out there so that people can see all of our research projects this year on the farm. We've got lots of fun kid activities planned. There's going to be a petting zoo, a sand pit, a self-guided scavenger hunt. We're also doing a maze for the kids in our rye field, which is over 5 feet tall.
Wow.
And there's going to be goodie bags for the kids. We're also going to have our local 4-H group on site this year doing a concession, which is new for us this year.
How good is it to get the kids involved in a day like this, either from a learning perspective, from a guest perspective, or an involvement?
Oh, it's amazing. It's really nice to see all the kids running around and having lots of fun. It's also nice for the parents, too. They know that they can come here and their kids are safe, and there's lots of fun activities for all ages.
And they can still learn quite a bit as well, correct?
Absolutely, yeah. There's lots of different opportunities for them to sit in on different conversations and topics being held throughout the entire day. And then our research team has put together the scavenger hunt, which is going to be really great for them. And there's definitely some learning components in that as well.
The 10th annual field day comes up on Thursday, July the 25th in the MD of Fairview. Do we need to sign up or do we just show up?
Just show up. That's all there is. There's no fee. It's a completely free event for everyone to attend. There's no pre-registration required. And being that it starts at 1 and runs all the way till 6:30, there isn't necessarily a structured schedule for people, so people can just kind of come and go as they please.
How much are you looking forward to it, and how much is everybody at the PCBFA looking forward to it?
Oh, we can't wait. Prep's already underway. We're making sure that everything is ready to go and looking great, and we're really excited to see everybody.
Just make sure you bring the sunscreen, right?
Hopefully.
There we go. I appreciate this. Elena Archibald is the Extension and Office Manager of the Peace Country Beef and Forage Association. Elena, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
No problem. Thank you so much.